Welcome to the Lean on Agile podcast, a podcast about Agile and beyond. I'm your host, Shaheen. This is the first episode of Lean on Agile podcast, and the first episode is airing in the holiday 2019 time frame. And I thought the best time to talk about certification would be this time. If any one of you are thinking about in the next year what you should focus on, what should you elevate yourself up to, or what should you learn about. So I'm going to talk about certifications in Agile. By no means I'm getting influenced by any of these bodies that I'm going to talk to you about, and I'm going to share some of my experiences as well. It's not going to be the same for you, so it's going to be different. And keep in mind that some of these certifications that I have done was long time ago, so it might not be relevant at this point. But before going into the certifications and talking about different options that you have, I want to talk about what actually a certifications is going to give you. So if you are someone new to the Agile world and you want to learn more about Agile, a certification or a training which gives you certification is a good way to elevate your knowledge and become better or be aware of what's out there. So that's a very good way of, as a beginner, to get into that field. Is it the only way? No, it's not the only way. You can read books, you can talk to people, you can go to meetups, you can be active in the community, find someone that knows about that and pair up with that person. But doing a training has its own benefit. If you do it with the right person at the right time, it would be very beneficial. If you are looking to change your job, if you are looking to make a move in your career, so having a certification definitely will help you, because most of the recruiters or most of the people in the world of hiring people, they might heard about a certified Scrum Master, for example, but not necessarily know what that is, right? So if you don't have the certification, it would be hard for them to evaluate you. So it's a good start if you want to change your career. I at some point was hiring manager. I was looking at certification, but not to that extent. So even if some people didn't have a good certification but were showing good experience in their resume, I would bring them in to have a conversation with them. But that's me, and not most of the hiring manager would spend that much time doing that. And yeah, it gives you a path to expand your knowledge for sure. The challenge would be if you pick, which one shall you pick? There are different bodies in Agile. And if you pick one of them, it's not you can interchange between doing one intermediate class here while you have done a very beginner class in with another body. So if you are doing a certification, you need to think about, if you think your vision is to invest more about in the certification and become someone that is going to get to the higher levels of certification and maybe sometime certify other people and become the great trainer that you are, you need to pick very carefully about that. I have more than 15 certifications myself, but I never brag about those things. So so typically for myself, I have done those things based on who were the instructor for those certifications. Where I was looking at the training more than the certification, so the certification was not important for me, but it was a byproduct of doing the training, and I was like, okay, so I'll do that. So that's my personal opinion. I never did a certification because of certification. I did it because of the trainer that I had. But let's get into the certification world of Agile, and let's start digging into the bodies. So the first that comes to mind in Agile, the first bodies of certification is about Scrum. They are very well known these days. One of them is Scrum Alliance and the other one is Scrum.org. They have a different certification model and different tracks, but they're almost similar. So if you go with Scrum Alliance, you have a three tracks of certification. One is a developer track, another is a Scrum Master, and a product owner track, and which in each of them they had three levels of mastery, if you may say. So if, for example, if you go with the Scrum Alliance, the first thing as a Scrum Master, you would be a CSP, CSM, a Certified Scrum Master. Long time ago, there was only two levels to that. It was a Certified Scrum Master, and if you show you have enough experience, you could become a Certified CSP, Certified Scrum Professional. You didn't have to take any courses, you didn't have to do anything, but after a while, they changed their model, not that, you know, you have to take advanced certified Scrum Master and then become a CSP. If you pick another track, would be the same. And after doing these tracks, you can become a certified team coach, certified enterprise coach, or certified Scrum trainer, in which all of these are very dependent on where you're at, what do you want to do, and it's very personal based on where you want to get yourself at. So you can pick a product owner track and become and pursue being a certified team coach or certified Scrum trainer. And I believe 2 or 3 years ago, they introduced the Agile Leadership Cal 1 and Cal 2 trainings for the people that are in the leadership level. The necessity of taking those things won't be to become a Scrum Master, to know to be a CSM or anything like that. You can easily take those courses if you want to get more knowledge of the leadership in the Agile world. So you can take that route. With Scrum.org, they have similar kind of tracks. They call it Professional Scrum Master or Professional Scrum Owner. So if you see PSM or PS in front of anything, in front of most of the certifications, it's going to be from Scrum.org. So again, with the PSM and PSPO, for example, they have 3 levels. It's PSM 1, 2, and 3. And they have a PSD, Professional Scrum Developer, and they have a Scaled Professional Scrum. A Scaled Professional Scrum is based on Nexus, a framework that Ken Schwaber and Jeff Sutherland work on that, and Scrum.org provide that through the SPS certification. If you want to get a certification on a Scrum, there is another body called Scrum at Scale, which Jeff Sutherland started a couple of years ago, or even before that. A Scrum at Scale is focused on, if you know your Scrum Mastership and you want to get it at a scale, you can become certified at a Scrum at Scale. So a Scrum at Scale has 2 levels of training or certification right now. It's a Scrum at Scale Practitioner and a Scrum at Scale Trainer. So you can easily go to the Scrum at Scale, become a practitioner. You need to know a Scrum before doing that, so you need to have done some of these Scrum trainings doing that. And after that, if you want to become a trainer of a Scrum at a Scale, you can pursue that. Scrum.org has the leadership as well, which called PAL, or Professional Agile Leadership. And they have recently introduced Professional Scrum with Kanban, or PSK. So they are introducing how you can use best practices of Kanban in Scrum. If you heard about Scrum Ban or Scrum Plus Kanban, that might something that you can relate to this. I haven't taken the PSK training myself, but I believe that if you are in the Scrum world and you want to pursue other opportunities or other level of knowledge, a Kanban training would be good. So a little bit of history about Scrum Alliance and Scrum.org. Scrum Alliance is mostly known with the work of Jeff Sutherland, and Scrum.org is with Ken Schwaber. And they were the two gentlemen that, or thought leaders, that they came up with the Scrum Guide. And from that, they had the revolution of Scrum. And nowadays, like most of the places that you go, they know what Scrum is. So I talk about the Scrum and the bodies of Scrum. We briefly touch about Kanban. Maybe I talk about Kanban a little bit as well. And then we go to I forgot about to mention the different models of certification. For a Scrum Alliance, you got certified, and on a yearly or biannual basis, you need to pay a certification fee. For Scrum.org, you pay once and you have it for the rest of your life. Scrum.org gives you the option, without doing the training even, without going to a class and without spending money and spending your time, if you know the knowledge, you can do the Scrum Open Assessment. And if you pass the assessment, you would get the certification as well. So if you think you know the material and you know it very well, you can take a shot at scrum.org and get a certification there. I know for sure that for the entry levels you can do that. I'm not sure if you can do that for some of the courses, like for example for PAL. So if that's the model that you want to look for, make sure to check it out. Okay, so let's move on to Kanban. So Kanban, there are different bodies of Kanban that are out there that you can go and get yourself trained. Kanban is relative to Scrum is much newer approach. If you look at their website or the Kanban University website, they call themselves the alternative path to agility. Again, Kanban University is one body that I'm going to talk about. There are other bodies. I haven't pursued them that much, so I don't know about them that closely, so I'm not going to talk about them. But if you know of any of other Kanban certification, let me know and put there in the comments. So I add it to the content of the post later on. So for the Kanban or the Kanban University, you have basically three levels of certification that you do, or three levels of training. One would be foundation, advanced, and strategic level. So the foundation is if you're a team Kanban practitioner, if you want to become a Kanban management professional, it's their foundation. So I have done the KMP, and it consists of two levels of Kanban. It's Kanban system design. You get to know how you build and design a system that can use Kanban, and the Kanban management professional, which is a 2 day after the Kanban system design, gets you deeper into the better practices and how to go about some pseudo practices of Kanban, and you become a KMP. For the advanced version, which they have some major changes in the September timeframe of 2019 that came along. They introduced Kanban maturity model, which would be 3 days, or KMM. They introduced Kanban coaching practice, which is going to be another 2 days. And in the Kanban maturity model, they go through the KMM model and how you can best use it to help your organization to become better at what they do. And Kanban coaching practices are sharing with you the better practices of using coaching practices to move your organization or your team toward Kanban. And then the master class called AKC, Accredited Kanban Consultant. It used to be called KCP before the changes. So if you have seen the people with KCP prior to this, and they are their equivalent of AKC. So they're similar to the Scrum Alliance, that they added a layer. Kanban University added another layer here to move from foundation to the advanced. There are two levels, two courses, or two certifications for strategic portion of the Kanban would be the ESP, or Enterprise Services Planning, fit for purpose. These are at the higher level, what your whole organization is about and how would you want to manage that, and how would you want to design a vision about it, and how would you go about it. There's another path for Kanban. If you want to become a trainer, or AKT, is called Accredited Kanban Trainer. So for that, you need to take a 5-day course, and you need to know the foundations, and you need to go through some rigorous interview to become an AKT for Kanban. Again, my story with Kanban was that I have done this training because of the coaches that were doing the training. I have done the KMP, and I was very fond of it. I didn't talk about the Scrum Alliance and the Scrum.org. I got a chance to do my PSPO training with one of the good coaches, and Scrum Alliance, I did my CSM long time ago, and I got the CSP again a long time ago before the changes made there. Okay, so these were about Kanban and Scrum. There is another body of certification, is called IC Agile, or International Consortium of Agile. If you go to their website, there are plenty of partners for this IC Agile. So from Agile 42 to Agile Coaching Institute to what Agile B, I recently got to know them in Paris when I gave a talk, to Deloitte, to Excella Training, these are to Happy Melly Management 3.0, or Lean Change Management, It's Understood. All of them are part of this consortium, of members of this consortium. And basically what you do is that if you can do a training with any of these partners that are doing the training, and then at the end of it, you get a certification from IC Agile. So it's more like you can pick and choose what you want to do. So you can do, for example, a facilitation course with someone, and then do a coaching course with someone else. My experience with IC Agile was, first, I thought it was when I got a chance to be educated by Lisa Atkins for the coaching training. But later on, I figured out that my first training was with an Agile Fundamentals that I did a while back before. So they have different tracks: Agile coaching, engineering, testing, business agility. They have DevOps, they have enterprise coaching, product ownership, delivery management, and Agile Fundamentals. So you can pick and choose from which one of these ones you can do which one. So, and when you get one of these certifications, typically there is no recurring fees that you need to pay for them, and it gives you lots of options to do and choose from. The only, if I may say, the only drawback is that I see Agile is not connected to Scrum or Kanban or any of these methodology or frameworks or mindsets, depending on your perspective, directly. So you can do Agile Fundamentals, but you wouldn't become a Scrum Master or certified Scrum Master. You can do Agile coaching instead, which is very valuable. And if you ask me, any Scrum Master is an Agile coach for the team. But again, if a recruiter is only looking for the CSM or PSM in your resume, might not help you with that. Again, there are lots of opportunity to choose, and there are lots of liberation there. There are two other training that I did, and one of them, DAD, or Discipline Agile Delivery. Recently, they have been acquired by PMI, Project Management Institute. I have done my training with Scott Ambler, one of the thought leaders of DAD, again, a while back. So if a Scrum is something that you start with teams, DAD gives you lots of options to think about what other options you have and what other options you can think about for the larger organization or for the more than a small team. Because if you look at Scrum is not very prescriptive, but that is a little bit more, not prescriptive, but gives you, in this situation, there are 20 options, like pick and choose. And in these 20 options, we talk about these are the advantage or drawback. For that, you need to, and for that and the Scrum Alliance, you need to, every year that you're renewing and paying the fees, you need to show that you are keeping yourself up to date. So you need to be part of conferences, you need to go to meetups, you need to show, you write a blog post or something to show that you are active, you know the latest that is out there. If you want to learn more about that, I'm going to post all the links there, but that is now becoming part of PMI and you can look it up there. Another training that I did was LESS, or Before Scrum at a Scale or Nexus Comes Official, Become Very Official. It was a large scale Scrum. I did that with Craig Larman, one of the thought leaders of that design LESS. And it's based on a Scrum. It's basically the same, not prescriptive approach of a Scrum, but at a larger challenges that you have in hand with dealing with more than one team or in large organizations. So it's going to be mind-blowing, the level of non-prescriptiveness, but the level of mindset challenge that is going to give you through this whole course. For LESS, you can take it a day and a half. It's called LESS Basics, or you can take it a LESS Practitioner. That is going to be 3 days, which I did the 3 days, and I recommend you do the 3 days if you want to learn ins and out of. On the certification, there are other certification out there, or there are other frameworks out there. One of them that is very prescriptive is SAFe, or Scaled Agile Framework, and there's an E at the end of it. The only reason that I did SAFe was I know, again, the instructor would be great at delivering. If I have to do it, I have to do it with this person. And the organization that I was part of were implementing SAFe. I didn't have any say into that, so I had to know the language. So I did my SAFe training. The only challenge or the only concern with SAFe would be that you need to keep in mind that SAFe is every year is renewing or changing their model. And every year, for example, I'm a SAFe, I think, 4.5 certified, and then SAFe 5. That is coming along or has come along, I'm not certified in that, if that's important for you to keep updated. So every year you need to pursue that. SAFe is integrating lots of different things into SAFe. You can see a Kanban part to that, a Scrum part to that. Recently, I read an article about that they are implementing design thinking at some point of the portfolio management into SAFe. But again, it's very prescriptive the way that they are doing it. And if it's part of something that you want to start with, that's amazing. One time, one person told me, a great thought leader, told me that SAFe is good to start with, not to end with. So if you are starting your Agile journey with SAFe, that's amazing, but don't think that's your end state. So you're just starting with that and you need to evolve to something else. What other certifications are there? If you are in the agile world, so if you're working with technical people, development team, you might think about, okay, is there anything about DevOps? So I wasn't able to find any good or any body of DevOps that give you certification. And when it comes to DevOps world, it's all about different tools and toolkits that you might have that many of them can do many things. So it's not a single body that can find you. This is DevOps certification that you can get. If you go to IC Agile, they have a DevOps track. If you go to SAFe, they have a DevOps training as well, part of SAFe. But other than that, I don't have anything else to recommend to you. And I believe that DevOps would be is not suited for a certification path, because again, it's very dependent on the technology that you are using and very dependent on the hands-on coding that you are doing. So it's not going easy to say this is a these are the all the similarities that we have in DevOps, let's do a course on that. And the courses that I, from my personal experience, I was working with a Scrum Master to become better knowledgeable in DevOps. We were trying to find out a DevOps course for him, but the DevOps course that he finally found out, it was apparently a very good course, was about coding, or was about hands-on development, like bringing up the Docker and how to run an instance of Docker and how to start like servers within Docker. So it was more a DevOps practitioner. So it's not from a coaching perspective that you can do that. I have myself done a DevOps training. It was an DevOps for Agile leaders. Again, it was all on the surface, if I may say, and it wasn't anything deep. And basically, it was the same concept as I'm teaching in Agile for the leaders and for the teams that are out there. They just rebranded that as DevOps, and they were a little bit more about tools there, but it was the same conversation. I even had an argument in that course with the gentleman that he was just calling DevOps Agile, and he was saying that the next generation of Agile is DevOps. And I was, yes, DevOps is part of it, but it's not going to be all Agile become that. But again, long story short is that the DevOps is a very wide field, and I don't know what to tell you about. So that's what I had for this episode. I hope that you guys enjoyed it. I'm going to put up all these links about the different bodies of certifications out there that I talked about. If you know more than those things, and I'm sure there are more. I know there is, for example, a business association that certified business analysts on Agile. But other than that, I don't know anything about those bodies, so I didn't talk about them. These are the ones that I had an experience with. And if you have any questions or any comments, let me know. And hopefully next month we are going to have another episode. And see you guys all out there. Have a nice time ahead of yourself, and talk to you soon.